This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I'm very, very excited about our guest today because, you know what, it seems to me like as people lose their minds, we have to listen to people, the voices of people like Marie Fisher. I want to welcome to the program, Marie Fisher is a member of Project 21. Marie, good morning and welcome to Philadelphia.
Good morning.
So, first of all, I want to say thank you for the work that you do, and I want to say thank you for speaking out against all of the looting and property destruction and violence that's out there. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about Project 21?
Sure. Project 21, we are part of the National Public Policy Research Center, and we are basically a group of Black conservatives who believe in the entrepreneurial spirit. And our purpose is to bring that voice to the Black community.
And when you hear white liberals like Chrissy Teigen, for example, come out and say that she will bail out some of these people who have been arrested for looting and rioting and that sort of thing, what do you want to say to that?
Actually, I did respond directly to her Twitter. I said, you know, I was disgusted with it because I felt like here she is bailing out people who are tearing down these communities instead of why aren't you giving money or raising funds for like Black and minority business owners whose whole purpose is to, you know, build up these communities. Why are you paying people to or tearing it down?
I've been playing some audio today, Marie, of people in Philadelphia and other places who've just been devastated by watching their neighborhoods burn down and their livelihoods being lost. And it's just, it's awful. Of course, now people in the media turn around and say, yeah, but this is how you have change by this kind of violence and destruction. And this is the only way because words don't move people. You have to have this kind of destruction. Otherwise, there won't actually be change. What do you say to that?
I was going to say, well, then did everything Dr. Martin Luther King do, was that in vain? I mean, if you recall, you didn't have any, he didn't do violent protests, and change occurred. So to me, I think they're just, you know, they're full of it. I mean, that will not cause change. It will cause the reverse. People are just, they're going to look and see that, you know, you're destroying, you're looting. What change will that occur? The only change will occur is that we will all pay for this in the end, either in higher prices, taxes, whatever. But you're not going to change anything. It makes you look like, I hate to say it, it makes some people look like animals.
When we talk about what happened to George Floyd, and I appreciate what the president said last night about the fact that you know, what's happening with these protests is really dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. And I think that's a very, very key point. His brother said the same thing yesterday. You know, he said, all this is happening right now is just really, it's destroying the memory of my brother. And we're not talking about him anymore and what happened to him. When you think about that and you understand the anger that's out there, what's the positive message that we can offer in the wake of that anger that people are feeling today?
Well, the positive message is hopefully not the violence, but the whole situation. Maybe that will have people talk more, interact more. I mean, I look at it this way, you know, for years, whenever you had issues with police brutality, you never had the police come out and say anything. Usually, like, so you get that thin blue line. But I've seen more police officers come out and speak against this action. I've seen more police officers, you know, trying to work with people since this situation. So when you look at that, that might be the positive that comes out, that maybe there will be true reform. To say there's not any police brutality to anybody of any race is wrong. You're being, ignorant of the situation. But hopefully out of all this, there will be real change. Not out of the violence, but unfortunately what happened to the victim, that maybe there will be real change.
I agree with you. Marie Fisher, Project 21, Black Leadership Network. She is the president of the, are you still the vice president of the Maryland Federation of Republican Women?
Yeah, I'm third vice president.
Third vice president. Nice. And of course, you're very active with the with Project 21. Well, I appreciate coming on the show. I think you were also on, were you on Fox News as well? Is that right?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, well, you should be. You should be, because I know that they covered this, and I think it was the Chicks on the Right who sent me the press release from your organization. So you guys are doing great work. Can you tell us where we can find Project 21, Marie?
Oh, sure. All you have to do is go to www.project21.org.
Great. Well, thanks for making the time this morning in Philadelphia. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.